There's a bloke who we've spoken to before. His name's Benji Rogers Wilson, and he's cycling and sailing all around the world. I think when we last spoke... good morning, Benji.
Good morning, Red.
I believe when we last spoke, you were in Russia, that's right?
Yes.
Now, how long ago was that?
That was in February.
And where are you now?
I'm in the very north of Norway.
I don't want to be critical, Benji, but you seem to have slowed down a little.
Yeah, this second stage of my journey, which has been from Japan to Europe, has more or less terminated here in Europe, and now I'm just taking time out to prepare for the next stage of the journey.
So your first stage was basically kind of Australia, and
the first stage was from Melbourne to Hokkaido in Japan,
right?
And then the second stage was from Japan through the Russian Far East all the way to Europe.
Still to come, Africa, then the Americas, and then the Pacific Ocean. How exactly are you going to? I know it's early days. How are you going to travel the Pacific Ocean by bike?
Well, the Pacific Ocean will be the last stage of my journey, and I plan to get a very cheap and small yacht somewhere in the United States and sail back home.
I've got a really bad feeling about that. you do have a map, I take it?
Yeah, sometimes I have a map and sometimes I don't. It depends if I can get one or not. Right. I've had times where I haven't had a map and it's caused me problems.
I'm just thinking, you would have some familiarity with the map of the world. The Pacific Ocean is fairly big. I would be going with a medium-priced yacht, perhaps, rather than a cheap one.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have much of a budget, so I'll probably get the cheapest one I can get my hands on that's ocean worthy. And but I've still got the Atlantic to cross before then, and the Americas, or like the from Argentina to Alaska.
Yeah, that all the land stuff you do by bike, and all the sea stuff you do sailing.
I've reconsidered the Atlantic stage of the journey, and at the moment I'm planning to row the Atlantic.
Row the Atlantic?
Yeah.
You know, it would be really cool, completely impractical, but really cool, if when you got off the bike, you got on... You remember those things, pedalos, where you sit up?
No.
And you sit up on this sort of floating thing on water, and you pedal, and these paddles, like a paddle steamer, propel you along. You go really slowly. It's a huge amount of work, and it's massively inefficient. But...
How do they go in typhoons?
It would be an absolute disaster, but you'd be sending a message to bike riders all around the world.
Pedal boat, that is a possibility, and people have crossed oceans by pedal boat. But I think... For me, I'd prefer the idea of rowing.
Yeah, I prefer the idea of flying, but, you know, that's just me, I guess. how long is this going to take you all up?
The entire journey?
I'm just thinking, it sounds a very gap year sort of thing to do, but at the rate, given the scale of the world, you may, you know, you'll be a senior by the time you get back to your course.
Yeah, I was 31 when I began, so I'm going to be, probably well into my 40s by the time I arrive back home. But it all depends actually on this next stage of the trip, how long it's going to take me to prepare for it and be able to cross the Atlantic. And then from there, I'll have a better idea of when I can get back home. But it's still several years away.
At what point? Okay, you've got stage one, Oceania and East Asia, stage two, China, Central Asia, Africa, and then in the Americas, then the Pacific Ocean. At what point did you say to yourself, I'm not going to be able to get out of this now, I've started this now, there's no way I can stop, otherwise I'll look foolish? Was there a point there where you thought, I wish I hadn't started out on this?
No, it's never crossed my mind.
Really?
I mean, probably the worst situation I've had was getting malaria when I was in Indonesia. I almost died from that. And even then, I was, you know, there was no turning back. I never had the thought of quitting the journey. I just, you know, when you quit something, you have to have something to take its place. And I've never had anything that I can think of that would take its place. So
I
keep going.
This pretty much beats. This is better than climbing Mount Everest, I reckon. This beats everything. Well, given that you're going to be doing this for the next 10 years, we will speak again. Maybe 4 or 5 years' time. Maybe, certainly 10 years' time. I'll still be here. Thank you, Benji. Benji Rogers-Wilson, an Australian who's going around the world.